Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here we see you broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network Conference here in lovely Las Vegas. And speaking of lovely, we have two lovely people here in the studio lounge. It's Lily Newfarmer from Tarrant County's Credit Union. How are you, Lily?
I'm great. Enjoying the conference. First time attendee.
And what?
Yes, and it's good.
Really? I am blown away by that.
We'll be back. And okay. I brought a board member, and we're both like, oh my god.
Oh, good. Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
It's good.
By far. Yeah,
it's really
by far. Because there's such an entrepreneurial spirit here, or kind of a startup-ish.
It's a different feel.
It's a very different vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed, and the content, spectacular. All right, hey, one more introduction to make, Mr. Tom. Now, is it SayCash or SaCash?
Yeah, so it's a very credit union-friendly name.
I love that.
It should be easy.
I heard somebody say SaCash. I went, no, it's SayCash.
Yeah.
So Tom SayCash from CUNA.
Got it.
Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm
good
doing better.
You. We usually see each other at GAC.
I know.
So it's good to see you out and about.
Exactly. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
It's good to see you out and about as well. We're getting out of the house. Getting out of the house. All right. Hey, first question I'm asking everybody is related to kind of the initial comments. How is NACUSO going for you guys? Lily, how's it going for you? Being a first time.
Yeah, first time. So I didn't know what to expect other than my peers saying you should go.
Yes.
And I really think that CUSOs are a huge solution for smaller credit unions,
mm-hmm.
right? I felt really compelled to come. And everything that I thought, as far as the collaborative spirit and this different vibe, is very much what's happening in the space. And, and so this will probably be a must-attend for us.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. It's a must-attend for me, for sure.
Yeah.
Tom, how about you?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I'm here because Becky Reed and Denise Wymore invited me. They wanted to do a couple of small credit union sessions, and they thought, you know, I would benefit from them, maybe help lead some conversations.
Yeah.
But, you know, similar to Lily's comments, you know, CUSOs, third parties are so important to small credit union success because they don't always have the expertise in-house, the resources in-house. You know, the more knowledge we have and that I have as I serve small credit unions about the third parties that are out there that can help small credit unions expand their businesses and better serve members, the better.
The one person that I think of a lot of people when I come here, but Linda Bodie from Element Federal Credit Union, I always...
Who's that?
Linda Bodie?
That Linda.
Yes.
We just call her Bodie.
Oh, the Bodie.
Yes.
Bodie, she always tells me that she's a smaller credit union, but she leverages CUSOs.
Yes.
She goes, man, why aren't more people doing it? You know, so ever since I talked to her many, many times, but she's always touting the power of CUSOs and how it can help not only the larger credit unions, but the smaller ones too. So,
yes, Linda Bodie has said something to me that resonates with me and will stay with me forever as I work in credit unions, especially small credit unions. There's nothing that I cannot do as a small credit union.
Exactly.
Because of third party.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that I cannot do. I'll always remember her saying
so
that.
True. So true. All right. Hey, let's talk about, we got a couple of items on the laundry list here. Let's talk about the committee, the small credit union committee. So, share with me what's going on there and what are some things going. Tom, since you're kind of the leader of that, share
with me. Yeah, absolutely. So the CUNA Small Credit Union Committee is our advisory body on small credit union challenges, especially around advocacy. So they make sure that we understand the challenges facing small credit unions.
Yep.
And they also help us meet with the NCUA and tell the NCUA the challenges facing small credit unions. And so we had a meeting with NCUA board member Kyle Hoffman earlier this year. And we shared with him some very small things, but I think impactful things that are affecting small credit union operations around record retention and around policy review. And they are going to create some working groups to look at those issues and see how they might streamline those two things, which we think will make a big difference for small credit unions.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then Lily, of course, is one of our newest members of the Small Credit Union Committee. And because she was here, I was like, hey, Lily, can I wrangle you for a few minutes?
Do you want to share this interview?
So I got you in here.
Got you
in here.
Any first impressions about the committee?
So my very first meeting was at the GAC, and again, not really knowing what to expect, but I had been poking Caroline Willett she's the cornerstone of the league, right?
Yep.
As, hey, how can I get on that committee? How can I manage? And she sent me a text and said, so do you have the capacity? And I said, I actually feel like I can bring some value to that committee, right? So I had some ideas, but actually, after attending the first meeting at the GAC, I thought, wow, beyond measure, what not just what I thought it would be about, but about how this advisory committee can be impactful. Folks can't miss what they don't know,
right.
But smaller credit unions that have 2-3 people shop, they don't get out. It's hard for them leave and attend a conference or attend a JC. And so I think this committee, more than anything, is the voice, right, of all of those in the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to support all of the issues that small credit unions are facing and leveraging? And how do we leverage, right, and to get scale?
Well, and take advantage of all this stuff that's in this room, right?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly right. And so all of a sudden it felt very, this is a, not just an important committee, but it's super impactful. And so I want to be part of that. So it's been very, so far, it's been very fulfilling. And I can't imagine it will go downhill from here. I think it would just go up, right? No pressure, though, Tom. Yeah. No, it's really good. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Lily. Hey, so I know there's a number of issues that are facing smaller credit unions these days. We all see them in the headlines and the trade publications and stuff. But is there a big one that you guys are just like after each and every year that I keep thinking of mergers is a really big one, or taking advantage of the technology out there, talent acquisition.
Talent.
So
for me, it's the talent.
Is it?
Right? Yeah, because we are much more complex than we've been. Right, so I had this saying, and not that there aren't tellers who haven't grown up in the space that are now CEOs, but the longest breathing teller likely shouldn't be the CEO, like, or maybe they should, but there's just this whole nother skill set, right? And so how do we attract and retain talent in a manner that is not just impactful for your credit union, but for that individual? So what can we offer and bring to the table?
Right.
For me,
right,
it's the development. It's the path forward. Showing, especially young professionals,
mm-hmm,
show them that path forward or they will leave.
That's right. That's right?
And so you have to spend on infrastructure. We have all the same compliance issues. We have all the same burdens. That's true. But for me, it's attracting and retaining talent.
Okay, yeah.
For folks that want to stay, when they know they can go down the road and make
substantially
more.
Especially in this weird, odd and staff or work labor environment that we're in.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
It's tricky.
What's going on out there right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, folks like you, Lily, I'm just like in awe of how you keep it together.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's all good.
Yeah. You do a great job.
Thank you.
So Tom, you deal with this day in and day out. So what are some issues that you guys are you're hearing out there?
I mean, I could list others, but I so much agree with what Lily is saying.
Okay.
I think talent and the war for talent for small credit unions is the biggest and most existential challenge from the CEO on down, without a doubt. And one of the biggest challenges that small credit unions face is the resources and the ability to pay for that talent. We had some folks present at the Small Credit Union Roundtable at GAC about creative ways that they're sort of collaborating and, you know, changing their operations. One of the people that presented was John Hernandez, who's the president and CEO of four credit unions.
Oh, four? I thought it was two.
Well,
oh,
I think it's
four now.
Three and a half, because one of the credit unions, one of the four has like two brands.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he's shared by
a lot
of credit unions.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, are those things that small credit unions should be exploring?
Mm-hmm.
If they can't afford to hire a really talented person by themselves, should they be thinking about collaborating? You know, we're at the CUSO Network here, with other credit unions to hire that talent,
mm-hmm,
because it is so crucial. You know, any strategy that you have as a credit union, any new investment, new technology, you need to have people who are going to implement it and sustain it,
mm-hmm,
to make it work. And so, talent really comes down to the credit unions is such a people business.
Oh, no doubt,
And so it is about the people. So that's a big.
Well, and I hear the younger generation is looking for jobs that have a deeper meaning than
saying.
Just a paycheck.
That's what I mean. Yes, and if you can, so clearly the mission, and if you are a mission-driven credit union, which most are, either giving back to their members or to their communities, that's like checkbox one, right? And then it's okay. I might be willing to come in for a little less, but what develop them, send them to the to the let them be a crasher, or at least apply, right? And I think once they see that there's a path forward, my thing is I'd love for them to stay in my shop, but if they leave and go to another credit union, I'm okay with that.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And because they're not leaving the movement,
right?
They're our future.
Yeah.
And
you're
right. So this came up a couple of hours ago, and the credit unions are also afraid to develop because, oh my gosh, then someone will steal them. Maybe we're, you know, like, and I said, but what happens if you don't develop them and they stay?
Right.
That's really the trick.
Were you in that session with Mike Kelly? And
I'm the one that said it.
You were the one that said it. That was you. I was like in the back.
I mean, it's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Ah, that was you, Lily. I should have known.
Yes.
Should have known.
Dang.
So, hey, let's switch gears to Kula, because I talked to you when you guys were first launching that. So share with us the latest and greatest with that.
So Kula, the Credit Union Women's Leadership Alliance, and Tom has been an integral part of that development since day one. And Gary Singleton with CUNA Mutual Group.
Yeah.
We are 160 strong now.
Well done.
Right? Oh, and we're a new organization because we started in 2019, but then with COVID, we didn't stop. We still kept meeting and developing, and we got incorporated, and we applied for our 501c3, all we got committees and board, all the things that you do as a new organization. And I think we actually called Tom our little brother, or I can't remember.
I think I'm the little brother, and Gary's the big brother.
Yes.
And Gary, the reason is because you're older. You're older.
Just a little bit.
I'm looking at the microphone.
So you can look at the microphone.
But it's true. And it's a true statement.
I'm sorry. I'm just joking, Gary.
You know, we offer, clearly, the ad hoc mentoring happens. Just women do that anyway.
Right.
But we created a cohort, a Kula, we call it Kula Coaching.
Okay.
And it's an intricate, right? It's a process. We have women leaders who run big shops or are big in our movement that coach some of the mentees that are Kula members, right?
Yeah.
We had our first cohort last year, and it was 8 or 10 in this cohort. This cohort will be, there'll be more. We celebrated at we had a conference. Most exciting is we have an employee, a paid employee. It has taken on the light. Yes, we have an executive director.
Yeah.
Linda White. Linda White.
I just saw her in the
hallway. An Energizer Bunny. Yeah. She's probably talking about Kula to somebody. But we also have a community forum that's an online where you can share best practices, and we're really, really, really true to the safe space part of it. And so that integrity, we don't allow anybody just to enter. You have to have code and give blood. No, but the conversations in that community forum are amazing, to the point where I go, that's why we have Kula. And it's not just about, do you have a policy around XYZ? No, it's, hey, I have a problematic situation, and everyone just pours in.
Oh, I bet.
This is what I do. I this bet. And it has been so rewarding that I feel like it's my life's work, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And by the
yeah.
way, 160 sounds great, but there's about 2,000 of us.
Oh yeah, that number is going to go up.
Yeah.
It's going to go up exponentially.
Yeah, it's
sure.
been really
once
good.
More people, it's going to snowball for
the
sure.
The industry support, CUNA Mutual Group, has been so amazing and shocking. We did not expect this level of support. So that is so clearly there was a need.
Yeah.
Right? We're filling a void. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
It's
and I have to
really
tell you
good.
Just a little off topic comment. Well, it's same topic, but on my last day of doing interviews at GAC, I had I think 10 or 11 interviews that day, just that Wednesday morning when everyone was leaving and stuff. Every interview was with a woman leader in the industry.
Yeah.
And I took a double, I didn't even notice it until Wednesday came around. I went, oh my gosh, leader, 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 leader. I went, wow.
Yeah.
So that says, that's never happened
it's really,
to me before. So
and the
it says a lot about the industry.
My peers that run much bigger credit unions are saying, what can we do to help Lily? We want to support.
Good.
It's all around sustainability. We need to be here, right? Small creams need to be here, and if we could all boats float, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are, I'm very excited about what we're doing in the future.
Now, Tom, being the little brother,
yes,
is that what we're talking about?
Brother.
So share with us your experience in this tremendous organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so I'm not a CEO of a credit union. I'm not a woman CEO or a woman, period. But I get to be around these really inspiring credit union leaders all the time.
Oh, it's very infectious in a good way.
The amount that I learn from them just about being good people and good leaders is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
So the expertise and the knowledge that they have, the experience that they have as women leaders of CEOs, you know, if I was a young woman CEO of a credit union, I would be all over it.
Yeah.
Because they have such an amazing amount of knowledge.
Right.
The coaching program is going to be transformational. For so many people. So for me, that's just, it's really a pleasure to be a part of, because they are just brilliant people who want to help you.
Yep.
Whether you're the CEO of a credit union or not, it's really been a game changer for me, you know, professionally.
Well, I want to get back to the mentor program, or the mentor-mentee program.
Yeah.
That's what keeps people in an industry, I would think, because you have that bond, that connection you make with that person who's helping you.
Yes.
And so you want to stay, and
you
feel
do.
A sense of loyalty, I guess. So.
Yes, and you want to see them succeed or help in whatever fashion.
Yeah.
And so... And it's based on 7 competencies, right? So it's not just, what do you want to talk about today? Or it's a true full-on developed out of the goodness of Kuna Mutua Group that said, we will help you do that. So, because we really wanted it to be a program, not this that we're proud of, but one that has meat and meaning and impactful.
Yeah.
That's my word today, by the way, is impactful. And so it is very well defined, and it's so much so that we're looking to offer we're just starting to talk about it, but Kula Next Gen, because now we're having folks come up and say, I have an up-and-coming, you know.
Up-and-coming leaders?
Yes.
Okay.
Might take over my credit union, but they can't get into Kula because they're not a,
right?
They can't fit the membership.
That's a great idea.
What can we do on this next gen level and do a next gen level of coaching?
That would be epic. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and it was all built by the founders of Kula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's really born of the knowledge of what do emerging credit union leaders need based on the experience of, you know, current credit union leaders.
Yeah.
And I think that's really a key piece. And, you know, Jill Tomlin was one of the coaches from Kuna.
Yes.
And I think that the sort of the diversity in background from the coaches is a pretty cool thing as well.
Yeah, so much larger or high-level execs, right, in our movement. Lisa Ginter, who she was a... So we've got... She was a coach, and so... And there were many really great ones. But to keep the integrity of the program at a high level, we're going to make sure... And we have a wait list of... female executives from larger credit unions or organizations that want to be a coach.
Right. A wait list?
We have a wait list.
For coaches.
Well,
for
that says a lot right there.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a time commitment.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah.
But it's so well worth your while.
Oh, I'm so...
Gosh.
I'm
oh,
so
my gosh,
excited.
Guys. I
anyway,
could talk to you guys all day long about this type of stuff. I love this stuff. So, yeah, and what you guys are doing is really making a big impact on the industry. So, well done. Well
awesome.
Done. Anything else to add? Any final thoughts here? Because I know you have busy schedules, so I want to be respectful of your time.
I would just say, if you are a female CEO running a credit union under 300 mil or up to 300 mil, go to Kula.com.
Mm-hmm.
You read all about us. You can join there and everything. So
good
just
deal.
A shameless plug.
No, I'll put the link in the show notes.
Well, I guess if we're doing shameless plugs,
go.
I should do.
Go.
Yeah, so Kuna.org/smallcu. That's where our programs are for small credit unions. We have 3 conferences this year. You didn't mention the Kula conference. So I'll start with mine.
Okay.
And you can share
That'll work.
So we have 3 small credit union conferences in partnership with our league friends in Indianapolis in May, in Philadelphia in August, and in Huntsville, Alabama in September.
Wow.
So,
and hoping for good turnout.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Okay.
And then just our conference, our second conference, because we had one last year in Santa Fe, this year, middle September in San Francisco, outside of San Francisco.
Nice. So, okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great location.
You got it. Well,
yeah.
I'll put all the links in the show notes so
perfect.
People can get right to it.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's awesome.
Give
you
guys,
thank you.
Give you guys some questions and you guys can answer them, or say, hey, come join. Come join. For sure.
Thank you.
Look at all the support for small credit union leaders. It's amazing.
Indeed.
It's been really
good.
It's been really
refreshing
good.
For sure.
Yes.
The way this industry continues to step up to help each other.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no industry like this in the world.
No, there isn't.
Nothing. Nothing comes
it's
close.
Very rewarding.
All right, guys. Well, thank you.
You
so much.
Appreciate
thank you, Mike.
Right on, guys.
Good
there they
you.
Are. Dynamic duos doing it up for smaller credit unions. And remember, the word of the day is impactful.
Impact.
So, yes.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.